Friends, I extend a very warm welcome to you all to this service today. And it's nice to be with you. My text is taken from the book of Jonah, the first chapter and the third verse. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish. As a child attending Sunday school at Capel y Fron, Denbigh, the story of Jonah appealed very much to me and the rest of my Sunday school class, if it comes to that. The story, of course, is a very familiar one. Jonah, a man who could not settle. He certainly did not want to go to Nineveh to do the Lord's work. Instead, he went to Joppa, a port city, and found a ship heading to Tarshish, a distant city which represented Jonah's desire to escape, to get away. As you know, this revolt on Jonah's part led to trouble. And he was thrown into the sea by his fellow travellers and was swallowed by a whale, as the story goes. God, in his mercy, spared Jonah. And as was the original plan, he went to Nineveh eventually and warned the people of their foolish ways. And they repented, including the king, who was very apologetic. And the Lord forgave the citizens of Nineveh. But Jonah was still not happy. He could not accept that God was merciful towards the people of Nineveh. And to this day, of course, friends, the depth of his mercy is so much greater than we can even begin to imagine. And there you have the story of Jonah in a nutshell. But why did the account of Jonah and the whale appeal so much to me and my Sunday school friends and so many children? Because, I suppose, of the part the whale had to play. Swallowing up Jonah, it took our imagination. A few years ago, my children had a pet goldfish called Bubbles, quite appropriately, I suppose. One factor about the goldfish, which appeals to adults, it appealed to me, is the fact that there is very little work caring for them compared to a cat or dog. All Bubbles asked for was to be fed once a day and have his water changed every now and again. And that was that. One thing is certain. A goldfish can never be called a large underwater beast, as was the whale which swallowed Jonah whole and won the imagination of a young child straight away. There's certainly excitement, intrigue connected to the story of Jonah, is there not? But there are also valuable lessons, not only for children, but also for each one of us today, from the tale of Jonah, as we continue on life's journey. When Jonah's back was up against the wall, friends, what did he do? up sticks and escape, as is the temptation for us all amidst life's many storms. Take flight, escape. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish. 2 points to briefly consider, friends. Firstly, facing reality. And secondly, smiling amidst the tears. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish, facing reality. One afternoon when I was 7 years of age, my father returned home from work, and what did he see but me outside our house on the top of the drive with a quicksave bag in hand? Naturally, my father stopped the car and asked where I thought I was going. I explained that my little sister Alison had been driving me mad all day, bossing me about, and I'd had enough. I'd had a bellyful. I shouted at her and got a row from Mum for my trouble. Therefore, 7 years of age, in the face of this, I decided to pack my plastic quicksave bag and leave home. The bag simply contained a packet of chocolate biscuits and a singular tin of baked beans, which was no good at all to me, to tell you the truth, because I didn't even have a tin opener. But there we are. I was determined. Of course, within a minute of talking to me, my father had persuaded me to return home from the top of the drive. And within a couple of minutes, I was playing quite happily back at home with my little sister once more. And all was well. We have all had times on life's journey when we do anything to escape a certain situation. But the truth is, there is no escape to be had. Facing reality. Jonah, like so many of us, friends, tried to escape from the trials and tribulations of life. But he had to learn the hard way that escaping is not always the answer. As you know, in the life of the church, there comes a point when we must face facts. Burying our heads in the sand is not an option. We must face facts. Instead of trying to escape, in actual fact, we need to cling closer than ever before to his cross. For in thy name, O Lord, I go, my daily labor to pursue, thee, only thee, resolve to know in all I think or speak or do. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish, facing reality today, friends. And my final point, smiling amidst the tears. Yes, even though Jonah tried with every fiber of his body to escape from Nineveh, and indeed to escape from God, ultimately, he found himself back in Nineveh, where he was supposed to be. Friends, due to human nature, due to free will, we cannot expect our Heavenly Father to wave a magic wand, can we? And change everything in a moment. But through faith, we can more than expect ample strength to journey on with our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. There is no escaping the cross in this life. But the power of faith somehow, some way, enables us to bear the burden and journey on. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish, smiling amidst the tears today. These two following verses I found in the scrapbook of an uncle of mine after he passed away, Uncle Moss. And they have remained imprinted on my mind ever since, because they describe so well life's journey. I walked a mile with pleasure. She chatted all the way. But I was none the wiser for all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, and not a word said she. But oh, the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me. Because Jesus willingly has gone before us to face the unfaceable, we can experience the true joy of the faith, whatever may befall us. And I am not talking now, friends, of a fleeting, transient, earthly joy, but true joy, heavenly joy, which comes from journeying with him. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish, smiling amidst the tears. Thy mercy will not fail us, nor leave thy work undone. With thy right hand to help us, thy victory shall be won. Smiling amidst the tears. There are a number of sayings which have been bandied about over the years, but here is one which speaks to many and reminds us of our whole Christian ethos. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. As you know, friends, over 5 years ago now, everybody's lives were changed, some more than others, when COVID struck the world. During this time, there were many programs recorded on television in order to lift our spirits a bit at such a difficult time. One of these such programs was recorded in Welsh for S4C. Following the life during COVID of a gentleman I know, Ken Hughes from Pentrefelin, Cricieth. The programme demonstrated how Ken, living alone, tried to keep being positive at such a difficult time. These programmes, there were two of them, following Ken's life, served as a comfort and inspiration to others. And one saying of Ken's, which resonated with many people during the long period of COVID, was this: we shall dance again. We shall dance again. Fe gawn ni ddawnsio eto. But let us also remember today, friends, that faith enables us to dance, so to speak, even when the storms of life are at their worst. Instead of going to the port of Joppa to get a ship to flee to Tarshish, eventually Jonah realized he should have obeyed. He should have obeyed and gone to Nineveh and danced in the rain. I walked a mile with sorrow, and not a word said she, but oh, the things I learnt from her when sorrow walked with me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish, smiling amidst the tears today. You know, friends, as well as I, Calvary is not an insurance policy to protect us from all of life's storms, but it is the blessed assurance of Christ's constant company, even when the storms are at their worst. The storm may roar without me, my heart may low be laid, but God is round about me. And can I be dismayed? Facing reality today, smiling amidst the tears today. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Thank you.